This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. This is a time to relax, refocus, and re-narrate. Begin by lying flat on your back if you can. Otherwise, just sit comfortably in a chair. Uncross your legs and arms, and close your eyes if you can so that you can see with the eyes of your heart. Take in a deep breath in through your nose if you can, sending the air deep into your belly. Deep breath. And breathe out this sigh of relief. Breathing out this calm. Breathing in, and then letting your out-breath be a little longer than your in-breath. Breathing in this sense of calm, quiet. Breathing out this sense of releasing tightness all throughout your body. Letting go of holding yourself up. Each out-breath, you're letting your muscles relax all throughout your body. Each out-breath, you're focusing your mind on releasing tightness, letting go of clenched muscles all throughout your body. With each out-breath, there's always some place else in your body you can let go a little bit more of tightness and tension, feeling muscles release, loosen, ease. And you're focusing your mind on feeling that sensation of muscles relaxing, feeling the sensation of muscles letting go all throughout your body. That sense of your body dropping toward the ground. Every muscle in your body letting go of holding yourself up. Breathing deeply in through your nose. Your out-breath being longer than your in-breath as you're focusing your mind on letting go of tightness and tension, clenched muscles all throughout your body, and feeling that sensation. Focus your mind on feeling the muscles in your face drop, your cheeks fall toward the ground, your jaw dropping, your bottom teeth separating from your top teeth, and letting the muscle of your tongue just lie there all the way deep into your throat. The muscles around your eyes letting go, easing. And you're feeling your eyes just lying there in their sockets. Not tight, not being pressed by muscles, but letting go of all the muscles around your eyes. Muscles in your forehead, your temples, releasing. Feeling your ears just lying there, dropping toward the ground. The muscles in your scalp, releasing. The muscles in the back of your head, releasing. All the way down the back of your head to the back of your neck. Just letting go of tightness and tension. Around to your throat, down into your shoulders, just lying there. And notice that when you release the tightness everywhere in your head, how it affects your entire body. Your entire body feels more relaxed. And you can focus your mind on feeling your arms and legs lying there heavy. Your torso and your back, your hips, every muscle in your body falling toward the ground. You no longer have to hold yourself up. You're letting go. This is a time to relax. Anxiety, tension, stress, worry come into our lives because we are in a battle, the Bible tells us. We're not just living in a neutral place. We're living in the middle of a war zone, some kind of cosmic war zone that's been going on ever since the beginning of humanity. And the Bible calls the ultimate enemy the devil, which is translating a Greek word that means the slanderer. The devil's never given a name anywhere in the Bible. He's just called the slanderer, or the enemy, the adversary. Those aren't names, those are descriptions. And the way the devil works in your life is through slander, slandering God, that he can't be trusted, his will can't be trusted. He's not good. You have to take matters into your own hands. Or he's slandering God's word, that it's not true. You can't depend upon it. It's too weird and too boring. Or slandering you, that you're not sincere, that your faith isn't real, that you're on the outside and you can't get in, belonging to God. There's no hope for you. We've all had these thoughts, but they are the thoughts put in our head by the slanderer. So the Bible says in Ephesians 6, verse 11, put on the full armor of God. This is imagery. It's imagining a Roman soldier at the time that Paul's writing this. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes, the slanderer's slanderous schemes in your life. In other words, God has enabled you to fight this battle. So when you feel fight or flight in your body, tightness, tension, anxiety, that's not an illusion. That's a real response to a real war, a real fight. But once you define the fight, understand the fight you're in, it stops being some vague feeling and becomes specific. You're fighting a real enemy, and God has enabled you to fight. You can experience peace. You can experience freedom from worry. You can let go, in some sense, of fight or flight, because God has equipped you with armor. We've been looking at that armor in past episodes recently. But today we're continuing looking at verse 17 when he says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is really the only offensive weapon in the armor. It's the sword of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of the God who created the entire universe. And His power to fight is in the Word of God. The Word of God God has spoken. So Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, when he was resisting the temptation of the devil, he quoted from the book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament when he said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Again, this is imagery. It's poetic imagery. Feeding off every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus says in John 6:63, "The Spirit gives life." We see that from the very beginning, the first chapter of the Bible, the Spirit giving life. So Jesus says, "The Spirit gives life. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life." Words containing life itself. Words bringing life into our life. So in the New Testament, the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "For the word of God is alive and active." The word of God is alive and active. I don't know if you think of the Bible that way, but when you bring the word of God into your life, it is alive and active. And then it says, "sharper than any double-edged sword." Here's that metaphor again. Somehow the word of God is alive and active because it is of the Holy Spirit. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. It is the sword of the Spirit. Again, this is just imagery to help understand this is how we fight the fight, is by the Word of God. It's alive. It's active. Because it is the Word of the Holy Spirit. The sword of the Holy Spirit. This is one of those images that helps us understand the power of the Word of God in our lives, even if we don't see it. So let's just think of the very first sentence in the Bible. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Just that right there. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God created the universe. That's a foundational truth that will help you fight the fight. You can know that God is the creator of the entire universe, and he is the one you can trust. There's no place else to go. There's no other story for your life, and there's no other story your life is in. You are inside that story. You are in God's created universe. Everybody tries to create their own image of reality, but it's a delusion. It's an illusion. It's a fantasy. It's not real. Reality is only that you live in God's universe. Therefore, God is the one overarching everything else in your life. God is the context of everything else in your story. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The very first sentence in God's word gives you so much as a double-edged sword to fight against the devil's slander in your life. God is the one who's the source of all existence. He's the one who's the giver of all life. There is no existence, there is no life apart from him. And you can trust him. You can rely on him because you wouldn't even be alive if not for him. There is no life apart from him. And just as God is the giver of all life, his word is full of the life of his Spirit, giving life to you, bringing his life in you. So take a deep breath. And as you breathe out, feel this sensation, the Spirit of God bringing life into you by His Word that is living, alive, and active in you. As the sword of the Holy Spirit, you can defeat the slander in your life by the Word of God. The Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. Jesus says, "The Spirit gives life. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and of life." Jesus says, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." The slanderer is always going to try to tell you the Word of God is irrelevant, it's boring, you can't understand it, it doesn't have power in your life. That's because he's trying to keep you from picking up your sword, the sword of the Holy Spirit. Don't let him. If you found this podcast helpful, please subscribe so you'll be sure to receive our next episode each Tuesday and Thursday morning. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life.